Hello, brothers and sisters. Good to be here with you again. I was praying what to share. The Lord wanted me to share my testimony. So let's pray that God would give a word that's what he wants for whoever may be listening here. Heavenly Father, we come before you once again this beautiful Sunday. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you would truly work. You know what you want me to share. You have done so much for me that there's no way I can even begin to share it in a few minutes. But Lord, you know what should be shared. So I just pray in the name of Jesus that you would truly give me your words. And, oh Lord, it's only you. This is just something you have done. It's nothing for me, Lord. Thank you for what you have done for me and so many others, and can do for so many. We just pray in the name of Jesus that you would fill me with your spirit now and open the hearts of whoever is going to listen to this, Lord, and open them truly and take your word to their very hearts so that they might draw closer to you through this, so that whatever your desire is to fulfill their life will be fulfilled. We beseech you and pray this, Father, in faith. Thank you that you will do it. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Brothers and sisters, we just want to praise his name today. So, my name is Daniel Dindinger. And my parents were Christians. My father, Philip Dindinger, actually often does Saturday morning phone sermon, so you may have heard him. Anyway, I thank God he gave me godly parents that taught me right from wrong and taught me the scriptures from an early age. They were missionaries. At 5 years old, I prayed to receive Jesus with a preacher that came to visit where we were on the mission field. And I was afraid of going to hell. And he laid out a simple sermon that I could understand. And I prayed to receive Jesus. And I said, I'm a Christian. But I didn't understand much. Or shall I say, my reason for wanting to be saved was that I could go to heaven and not to hell. And as you can think, that's a selfish motive, truly is, because Jesus did not die to save us from hell, but from sin. And I believe that I still enjoyed some of my sins. I know I'm still number one in my life. And as time went on, it started bothering me that, is God really number one in my life, or am I? And Jesus, as I was saying, didn't die to save us from hell, but from our sins. And as long as a person has any enjoyment in any one of his sins and wants to hold on to any sin, he can cry and weep and plead that God would save him, and it's to no avail. Not one of his sins will be forgiven, because I did that. Many times I would be afraid of dying. I was afraid of what's called the secret rapture that I believed in at that time. And so, anyway, I was afraid. And so many times I begged the Lord to save me from my sins and prayed everything I knew to pray. When I was done, I figured, well, I guess I'm a Christian. I don't feel any different, but what more can I do, you know? And so, it comes to me now that the insanity of people that say, well, just pray this prayer, and if you pray this prayer after me, then you're saved. And no, the Bible says you're not saved by the will of man, nor the will of the flesh, but of God. It's not something that man can conjecture or do this formula. If you get this formula right, boom, you'll be saved. No, it's birth from God. It's receiving the Spirit of God. It's a change that only God can bring. And I tried in my own strength from when I was 5 years old till I was about 10 years old. And that's a very young age. And some people say, well, crazy. But I've heard, like, Corrie Ten Boom, if you know of her, an amazing woman of God, her kind of testimony, she was saved at 5 years old. And after hearing that testimony, I believe you can be saved at five. And I've heard testimonies of younger, as crazy as that may be. Jesus said, let the little children come to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. I know it's possible, but anyway, and I had a lot of knowledge for my age because my parents were faithfully teaching me. But I wasn't saved because I loved myself. I evidently enjoyed some of my sin, and I was number one in my life. And what would make me doubt my salvation, which I didn't have at that time yet, was that I would see, you know, Christians enjoy, you know, reading their Bibles and going to church and praying and those things. I didn't really enjoy them. I did them because I had to do them. I didn't really enjoy them. And so I thought, well, am I a real Christian? And then I would, you know, do all kinds of reckless things, bad things, and my parents would correct me. And I was getting plenty of good spankings and stuff. They were faithful at that. And praise the Lord. But I think to myself, how can I be? Maybe I'm not a Christian. And I again and again and again ask the Lord to save me. And crying sometimes, nothing, no change in my life. Just trying to be a Christian in my own strength, but without any power. Until one evening, my father caught me doing something that I knew was wrong. Some people wouldn't think it was a sin. A Christian had given me a computer game that had some witchcraft in it, magic kind of thing. And I didn't want anyone to know I was playing it, but one day my dad found out. And he talked to me. He hadn't thanked me yet, and I just thought to myself, how could I be doing this? As a Christian, Christians sin by accident. But if they know it's wrong, they don't go ahead and do it anyway. So if I knew it was wrong and I was just keeping on day after day doing it anyway, I evidently am not a Christian. That was my reasoning then at 10 years old. And it's got quite a bit of truth to it, I believe still. Jesus said, if any man, he that sinneth is a servant, or it means a slave of sin. And I believe that sinneth there is a habitual sin, a practicing sin, because there is none that does not sin. None good but one, that is God, Jesus says. So we know we all sin, but he that, I believe he's saying, practices sin, he is a slave of sin. You can't get free, you just have to do it. And then he says, but if the Son of God, Jesus, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed, truly free. Hallelujah. That's how you know you're saved, because you're saved, because free. Well, anyway, that night, for the first time that I can remember, I was tired of sinning, and I was tired of living for myself. So in desperation, I thought, well, I'll try one more time. I didn't have much hope anything would change, but I thought I'll try it again. And this time, in the most simple prayer, I prayed, but let me just say this one thing. I wasn't thinking about hell and heaven that time. Oh, I want to get out of going to hell. I want to go to heaven. So I can go to heaven, I'll pray. No. That's a selfish motive, I believe. I was just wanting to be free from sin. And that's what Jesus is. He is the sinner's savior. That's why he came to the world. So when we are truly ready to be through with sin, that's when Jesus will save us. Hallelujah. So I am, with little faith, I just, in a simple prayer, I ask Jesus to save me from my sins, to help me not sin anymore, to be my Lord, the King of my life. So I asked him for salvation from sin, and I also surrendered my will to him. And folks, Christ means king. It means God's anointed king. If you believe on Jesus Christ, you believe on Jesus the King. Jesus will not be your Savior without being your Lord. Jesus said, if any man will be my disciple, see, I'm pointing right, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That's death to self, denying yourself. And taking your cross, that's death. Death to self. And then living for Jesus. And that's the Christian life. We can't do that in our own strength. We just have to come bankrupt and hopeless in ourselves to him. So finally, when I lost hope in what I could do, and when I was really tired of sinning, then I called out to Jesus to forgive my sins. I don't even remember him asking forgiveness for sin, but salvation. That's the difference. Many people want forgiveness. Oh, Lord, forgive my sins, but yet they don't want to be saved from them. Saved, free, delivered from their sins. And since they want to go on in their sin and just be saved from the consequences of their sin, there's no hope. God's not going to save you from the consequences of your sin. He's going to save you from your sin. And then naturally, you're going to be saved from the consequences itself. So anyway, when I opened my eyes in that simple prayer of asking Jesus to save me and be the King of my life and stuff, I was flooded with a joy that I had never felt before. I was ecstatically happy. And I had a peace
My fear of death that had been so great was gone. I had this hidden knowing that I was a child of God. Like it says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Like God told me. So I knew I was saved. And I want to die this moment and go to be with God because I knew it. It was so amazing. And every testimony is different. I believe maybe why it was so dramatic is because I received the Holy Spirit, I believe, at that time, or a filling of the Holy Spirit. We all receive the Holy Spirit. That's the new birth, is when you receive the Spirit of God in you. But then there's also a filling of the Spirit, which is greater power, etc. And my understanding is that I received the Spirit and was filled with them at the same moment, and that's why it was so dramatic for me. Because many people's testimonies is much more gradual, and they can't pinpoint a day, and that's fine. But what feels it for me, the objective evidence, is the proof of it. As the days went on, I had this new power that took me by surprise. It was a power to say no to temptations, which I could not say no to before. Many times before, temptation would come to do wrong, and I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to, especially because I knew I'd get caught and I knew I'd get spanked for it, but I had no power to really resist, and I would do it anyway. Sometimes I'd resist, but many times I wouldn't. But after this happened to me, that Jesus saved me, all of a sudden I could say no. It was like, wow, it took me by surprise, folks. It's like, wow, I can say no to this. It was amazing. And what more, some things that I liked before, now I hate it. It's like a magnet. You know, you turn it one way and it pulls together. You flip it around and then they push apart. That's how it is. And that's what God says. He promises a new heart that he will give us. So if you are in a point of wondering, am I saved, am I not? Well, ask yourself, are you saved? Saved is saved. Is, simpler words, delivered. I'm freed. Are you freed from sin or are you a slave of sin? Now, as a Christian, a person can give into some sins and form some bondages to sin. And that doesn't mean you're not a Christian, but you can be free from those. But if in general, your life, you are a slave of sin, you have never had a time where you have been delivered from sin. I'm not talking about one sin or another sin, but in general, free from sin, where you no longer are that slave, that you are habitually practicing sin. If you have not been saved, freed, then you have not been saved. If you have been saved, then you have been saved. Because Jesus said, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And so that's what I want to leave you with. That's how you can know if you're saved, if you've been saved. And I'll give you my phone number in a minute. If you have any more questions on this, just feel free to call or text me anytime. Just get a pen and paper, and I'll give it to you in a minute here. And anyway, so yes, the Lord has helped me and blessed me. And times when I strayed from him, my father would see, and he'd sit down and he'd talk to me and help me get back on the narrow path. Praise the Lord. And the power over sin, the Lord has been there with me. And there have been ups and downs, but the Lord has been faithful and has kept me these many years now. It's been, 20 years plus. And so I thank God for his goodness to me. But it's that simple, folks. If you see your sin and hate your sin, I saw my sin, but I didn't hate it for a number of years. But when I got to the point that I was sick and tired of my sin, and I wanted to be freed from it, then I put my faith in the only one who could save me, and that was Jesus Christ. So when you see your sin and you hate it, make sure you are at that point, or no matter what you call out to Jesus, no matter how much faith you have, it will be hopeless, because he will save you from your sins if you want to be saved. If you like him, forget it. So when you get to the point that you see your sin and you hate it, and you want to be saved, then put your faith in Jesus. Not in yourself, not in anything you can do. All of your faith in Jesus. Hang on him. Call out to him in faith. And he will save you if you truly want to be saved and you truly believe in him. God bless you.